My name is Zhaoying Summers. Don't worry about pronouncing Zhaoying. My iPhone auto-correct Zhaoying to annoying. People also ask me, why don't you have a Chinese last name? I had one before I got married. I was a hoe. Hi guys, I'm Zhaoying Summers. Welcome to Tiger MILF Podcast. My guest today, he is such an amazing entrepreneur. He is a pride and joy of the Asian community and LGBTQ community. I don't like him because his hair is better than mine. Every day is better. And his outfit is better than mine too. It's a shame. He's just so fabulous. I am ready for the one and the only, the very handsome, amazing Guy Tang.
Oh, thank you. Wow, that was a grand introduction there.
That's you.
Thank you.
I don't like you because you dress better than me. Your hair is better.
You know what? It took a long time to get here. You know, I didn't learn much about fashion until Bling Empire. Mm-hmm. You know, until I got on the show. Then I realized, oh, I didn't know this fashion world. And then I start to, you know, educate myself and start to, you know, dress up a little bit nicer.
I think because you are such an expert in art of the hair, I think art is connected, you know? Yeah. Like, you don't know fashion, but you know beauty. So it's faster to learn.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, I've always been into comic books and video games. So when I dress up, I like to pretend I'm a superhero. So I'm more of like cosplay style.
I like that.
Yeah.
Fashion is a statement.
It is. It is. I like to pretend like I'm Wonder Woman or something, you know?
Yes, I love that. Because it's very good to be unexpected and then following the trends.
Yeah.
Following trends is easy. Everybody can wear the same outfit.
It's not about following. It's about leading.
Yes. You know, talking about leading.
Mm-hmm. Being a leader is important, and be your own leader, you know?
Yeah.
We all have our own path.
Yes. I just found out you are Chinese Vietnamese.
Yeah.
So your parents moved to Vietnam from China?
Yeah, yeah.
And then they bought the whole land, they bought the buildings, and the Vietnamese people are hating you guys. That's what happened.
It's, you know, so much story that I don't even know about. Like, I should sit down and ask my parents the whole story, but, you know, I'm first generation in America, and in the U.S. I was born in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Wow.
Yeah.
The
struggle is real.
Wow. Oklahoma.
Yes. I faced a lot of, you know, prejudice and racism there growing up. So it kind of molded me to be who I am today.
Wow. Yeah. Wow. I went to Kentucky for college, but growing up there is kind of very, very, very different experiences. But also probably like you really learn the American culture the way that you wouldn't be able to learn if you live in a Chinese community, because you're probably the only Asian there.
Yeah, it was. I have a lot of identity crisis growing up. I don't regret it because it made me who I am. Mm-hmm. The struggle made me fought to have purpose in this life. And that's why everything I do now is a result of that pain and struggle. You know, it wasn't easy, but you know what? I don't regret it because you need to have purpose to do what you do. You know, having a mission to wake up every day and make a difference in this world.
That's so powerful. I, as an Asian woman, because I have a Chinese American boy, my son, and I really start to stand in a place to defend Asian men, because we see a lot of Asian women dating white guys. Uh-huh. And it's cool, fine, but like some of them would be talking shit about Asian men. Yeah. In a way, I'm like, that's your dad. Think about your grandpa.
And
like
your brother, your uncle,
your brother.
Your cousin, you can't.
Yeah, you can't do this, because you can say your ex is an asshole, is an Asian guy, but in general, like Asian men, like this, that. Even though my ex-husband is Asian and he's, I kind of hate him. He didn't work out, but still, my grandpa is the most amazing man on earth. And so I just want to defend my Asian men, because I realize that being an Asian man is very privileged in Asia, because you are the power. You are the white man.
Yeah.
In Asia, Asian men don't understand what's going on in America with Asian men, the racism they are facing. However, being gay is universally difficult for Asian men, because in Asia, being a gay Asian man, you have to be in the closet. You want business? You have to be in the closet. There's no room for you, even though Asian man runs Asia.
Yeah.
In America, being an Asian man, you already get a lot of racism towards you. Being a gay Asian man is just so difficult. And I, because of my son, I start to really looking into this, and it just is so amazing to see how much you've accomplished as a gay, openly gay Asian man. I think a lot of gay Asian boys probably like super inspired by you.
Zhaoying,
because you are so open. You just fucking open up. You're like, like when you walked into the Asian Society, I'm like, that is a gay man who is an emperor in gold blazer with his beautiful chest muscle showing, his hair flowing like a fucking samurai. Like, that is a celebration. Like, my mom is like, she's a traditional Asian woman. She's like, she doesn't like gay people. I'm just honest, but she saw you, she's like, you know what? He's gay, he's fabulous, he's beautiful, and he looks rich. You know what? I'll be okay with that. I'm like, nobody wants your proof, mom. Like, don't talk. But like, it makes me feel like when you own it, even people who are like very narrow, they have no choice to be like, bam, you know? Thank you. I can't shut up because I'm just so empowered by what you are doing.
I have to thank you for saying that because so many people don't want to acknowledge that prejudice, the discrimination against Asian men. Because in America, we are looked down on. We have been emasculated and desexualized.
Dehumanized.
Dehumanized. And a lot of times our own people, our own men and women, you know, both, like you said, women that you've heard and gay Asian men, reject us. They dismiss us because they try to get love from non-people of color.
Yeah.
They're trying so hard to fit in.
Yeah.
And they want to catch themselves a Brad Pitt or a Tom Cruise and that stuff. Because that's what they grew up on. That's the representation they saw. So they internalize this self-racism and self-hate that they don't even realize is so deeply embedded.
Yeah.
So then they think that they're doing like, oh, you know, I don't do Asian men. That's not a good look. Because if you can't respect your own men and your father and your brothers, how do you expect people to respect you?
Yeah.
You know, it's so important to honor and respect, you know, the sperm that made you.
Exactly.
You know, we came from our mommy and daddy's, you know, sperm ball sack and uterus and vagina.
Yeah.
Respect where you came from. Respect the house and the seed that made you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, because if you don't respect yourself, all these non-people of color aren't going to respect you either.
Exactly. And I talked to Godfrey last podcast. He said that we are just a safe race for society to bully on us because we don't speak up.
It's model minority myth.
Yeah. It's our culture. Whenever somebody is rude towards us, we just don't speak up. We go home and we work harder and we become rich and powerful and make good money, but we still don't speak up. And for what you said, because sexy is not Asian in America, the way we see on camera, on movies, on magazines, they never sexualize Asian men. Even like at Oscars, they were making fun of the Asian boys. Ugh, and that is so disgusting.
It's disgusting.
I cannot keep my mouth shut. Like, I would be talking about this all day. I think Asian men are beautiful just so kind and generous. And because Asian men, they don't talk, but they get a lot of good things because they pay for everything, and you pay for everything, and especially in Asian culture, men cannot cry, men cannot show weakness.
Mm-hmm. I know all about it.
Yeah, if we respect we love the Asian men, respect them, and I feel like it's just going to help them empower their daughter more.
Exactly,
and it's just a full circle of love. If you're just gonna talk shit about your own people, your own Asian men, it just make you look stupid. Yeah. Like, what, you just want a white guy?
Internalized racism is not sexy. When you hate yourself, it's not sexy. Learning to love ourselves is so beautiful.
Yeah.
Because when you love yourself, everyone loves, you know, they respect you. You got to respect your own culture that you came from. And this is something that's so deeply rooted in our community, especially, you know, with gay Asian men, with Asian women. And that's why I'm so glad you acknowledge it, because it takes so much courage and bravery to acknowledge that exists, because a lot of people like to ignore it. And they'll blame, you know, Asian men for everything. They'll go, misogyny, you know, but how can I be misogynistic when my, you know, masculinity has been taken away from me?
Yeah.
You know, I fought to feel empowered and to embrace it's okay to be a man, because we're made to feel ashamed to be a man sometimes. And I never felt like I could be a man. I didn't even say I was a man till I was like in my late 30s, because everyone made me feel like I wasn't a man. They keep on saying, oh, you're girly, you're weak. One, because you're Asian. Two, because you're gay. So I got all of this pushing down on me. So I fought my self for the longest time to have this identity, to feel like it's okay to say I'm a man. And that's why when I hear so many women and men from our own culture say that, it hurts.
It hurts so much.
When other people say it, it's like they're racist. But when our own community say it, it's betrayal.
Yeah.
It's betrayal that's so deeply rooted and this, you know, patriarchy and colonialism, colonization, that is passed down. And we have to put a stop to it.
Yeah.
If we want representation, it can't just be one-sided. It can't just be only Asian women being sexy. Asian men are allowed to be sexy too.
Yeah.
Because Asian women do get hypersexualized and objectified.
Yes. Like it's a fetish of the way Asian women are also dehumanized. There's two kind of Asian women portrayed in the media. Either you are a sex toy, a massage therapist who gives happy ending, or you are a dragon lady when you are powerful and strong. You are a dragon lady. Tiger mom is no mercy. Mm-hmm. There's nothing in between. That's why Tiger MILF podcast is like, I'm sexy. I'm a woman, but I'm also not be fucked with. Like, I'm a tiger. I'm also a MILF. Fuck everybody. Like, I just, I really felt like I have such a soft spot for Asian men, and especially gay Asian men.
Yeah.
Because gay, like Asian women is so fetishized.
Yeah.
And gay Asian men are so dehumanized
in so many ways. I'm a huge mama's boy because I love female energy. I love strong, powerful women. Like, I love Supergirl, Wonder Woman, Batgirl. I've always, you know, when I play a video game, I always choose the female character. Chun-Li, Katana, and Mortal Kombat. And I choose them because I am empowered by female energy. So, you know, that's the thing. A lot of people always push this misogyny thing, but they don't realize that me as a gay man, I am empowered by women. I'm empowered by strong women figures like Mariah Carey, Whitney Houston. Like, that's where I gravitate my energy towards. And I didn't realize that I've been ignoring my dad, you know, and never giving him credit. And I didn't know that until I was 39. And I was like, oh.
You are 39?
Well, I'm 41 now.
What?
Yeah.
You look so young. I can breastfeed you. Are you kidding me?
So I take ownership of it now that I need to give my dad, who's an Asian man, more credit, because I tend to give so much love to women because I feel more nurtured. And that's why, you know, that female energy is so powerful. But sometimes when I'm around certain, like you said, like a lot of women who happens to be Asian, they have this internalized racism that's so deeply ingrained.
Yeah.
And it's through history. It's through media. So it's through, you know, this world that we're living in with lack of representation. If we have more representation, not only in K-pop, but an Asian American music artists, pop artists, and actors, now we're seeing so much of it.
Yes.
When you see that, naturally, more Asian people will become proud to be Asian.
Exactly.
More gay Asian men will love being Asian, and more Asian females will be like, I love my Asian men. That takes time, and we're starting to see a lot of progress. And I saw your podcast when you're talking about like Asian penises.
Yeah.
And I love it.
Yes. It's about time. I'm done. I'm just so dumb because my son's gonna go to school, and in middle school, other kids are like, you have a small dick, you are Chinese. Like, it has, no. I have an Asian boyfriend. It was one of the biggest dick I see. I hang my towel on his dick. It stayed. Like, it's just,
I've encountered some of the biggest Asian penises. The one that I had was a Vietnamese guy. He was 9 inches. And I measured it. And I was like, yes. I found him online and his screen name was Big Asian Cock. And I was like, I'm going over there right now.
Yeah.
And I know they exist. I know there's so many of them because I used to be a slut when I first came out because I have to explore. Mm-hmm. I have to know what's going on in this world.
Yeah.
So during my slut era, I was like, I'm going to try everything. And yes, there is so many. But what I've noticed is that even though these, you know, the Asian guy was big. He's like 9 inches. He still felt small.
Yes.
You know why? It's because of the stereotype.
Exactly.
It's so deeply ingrained that even though you're big, it's that imposter syndrome.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
You never feel like you're big enough.
Yes.
It's because we're always made to feel small.
Yeah. Because you are never good enough.
Mm-hmm. Not only from our culture, because our parents tell us, you're not good enough. An A minus is not good enough. You need to get an A plus. And then you have, you know, this world and media and society telling you that you're small and you're weak and you're not masculine. So you automatically shrink.
Yeah.
Even though you're 9 inches.
Yes, totally, totally. You don't feel that way. And also, like, that's why I feel like let the transgender woman dominate the sports. Because I am a tiger mom. Like, if my daughter is running track, there's a transgender woman, she's going to be number one. if my daughter's number two, I still think she's the best. Yeah. You know, like, there's less pressure.
Yeah.
Like, just let them run, whatever.
Let people be.
Yeah.
Let people be themselves and stop judging people and putting people in boxes. Let people do what feels authentic and genuine to them. And no matter if you have, you know, a stripper by night and a hairstylist by day and a music artist on the weekend, whatever the case is, whatever title, whatever label, whatever you identify as, let us be. Let us have our own identity.
Yeah.
And stop telling us who we need to be.
Yeah, I don't care. Leave people's penis alone. Like, yes. They want to tuck it, they want to cut it, they want to do whatever the fuck you they know. Want. Leave the pussy alone. Leave the uterus
alone. Yes.
Control the guns, motherfucker. Like, control the guns.
Right? You hear about this BDE, big dick energy. Uh-huh. You know, we could have this big Asian dick energy.
Yes, totally. Big Asian dick energy. Just like, I really think it's so important to empower the Asian man. It's so important.
BADE.
Yeah.
Baddie.
Yeah, baddie.
Big Asian dick energy.
Baddie sounds yeah, sexy.
I'm a baddie.
You're a baddie.
Yeah, we're baddies here.
Yeah, I'm a baddie. Yeah, that's so cool. That's so cool.
It is cool.
Yeah, I just feel like I'm from a place that is a third world country when I was growing up. And I was six. I was going to the hills having a little like a messenger and a chopstick. I catch scorpions and I sell scorpions. I have a team of scorpion team.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the leader. I sell them to the Eastern medicine and I make money to buy firecrackers and snacks.
Yeah.
Like, I was an entrepreneur when I was like six. Now I see like kids are so lazy and they complain. Like, your mom just won't let you eat pizza and you're just gonna be like, fuck you, mom. I'm just like, it's not legal to hit people in America. You can't hit your kids.
You know what it is too? Is because a lot of people like to shame other people's culture. What they eat and how they eat it. And the thing is, we're all guilty of this at some point because we were taught in school. Mm-hmm. You know, like when we're young, like we were taught, oh, you have to eat like this with a spoon. You have to eat like this or it's improper. If you eat with your hands. And that's why it's like you have to be cultured. You have to. For me, I travel the world. I've learned so much as I travel the world for work. And I learned to celebrate so many different cultures and so many different aspects. And that's why so many people you see here, like when I was in Oklahoma, they've never left Oklahoma.
Exactly. That's the problem coming from don't have a passport.
Mm-hmm.
You have a passport, you'll be less racist.
Yeah.
Because you understand the world is not about only you.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody only speak English. There's other cultures. You are not the standard beauty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so toxic. Colorism runs deep in every culture, in everywhere. In Africa, in India, in China. Mm-hmm. Even like in America, like people still like being tan is sexy, but like people still feel like I have this gorgeous friend. She's a beautiful black girl and she's just like so pretty.
Yeah.
And she's like, oh my God, Jiao, I'm so nervous. I'm like, what? She's like, I'm going on a date with this guy. I just feel nervous. I feel like very self-conscious. I'm like, why? She's like, he's a light skin. I'm like, what? She's like, he's a light skin black man. I'm like, so? She goes, I just feel like very self-conscious because he's a light skin black man. I never understand it until I started to understand more about the culture. It's like even in black culture, the light skin people, they just get more opportunities.
Yeah.
Same as like in Asian culture, like when I'm dark, my mom is like, you can't wear pink, you can't wear a dress.
Yeah.
I played like a tree stump for Alice in Wonderland in school.
Yeah.
Because I was ugly because my skin's dark. It's so stupid.
Well, there's this hierarchical, like it's a colorism.
Colorism,
right?
Yes.
It's like when you're light skin versus dark skin, like in Asia, it's the same way.
Yeah.
They look down on someone who's dark and they're trying to lighten their skin. And
yeah,
stuff.
Bleach.
And it's a serious conversation. And for me, I'm attracted to all colors.
Me too.
I love them all. Light, dark, everything in between. I love all types of people. And I celebrate them all. So, you know, the whole preference thing that people have, like, I think this is attractive. It's media that's like brainwashing us. You know what I'm saying?
Totally.
There's beauty in every color.
Yeah.
Why would you limit yourself? I don't limit myself when I eat, you know, ice cream. I like mint chocolate chip, peppermint, like give it all to me. Chocolate, you know, strawberry. It's like, why would you be so boring? You know, why would you not want to have all the flavors and try it? You might, you know, enjoy it. You never know, you know, and we need to celebrate people, make them feel beautiful because they deserve to feel beautiful.
So true. Like Confucius said, 人之初性本善, like the root of human being. When they were born, their characters are all pure and beautiful. Like my son, he loves every color.
Yeah.
And his black friend, his white friend, his Latino friend, like they all love each other at this age. And then they are going to get polluted by media, feeding them garbage about everything that's not true. And then people start becoming stupid. And I just hate that so much. Because,
My best friend growing up is a black girl, and we trauma bond together because
that's my Kentucky best friend, she's black too.
And it's because we both struggled so much with our identity and our race. And it's hard to talk about it with anyone who isn't a person of color because they don't understand. Mm-hmm. So we get together, and I remember we used to talk about our insecurities when we were teenagers. It's so hard to love yourself in a world that tells you you're not good enough. It's hard to love yourself when you have this colorism, racism, and emasculation of Asian men. And it's like, how do you have confidence to date someone when they tell you, you have a small penis, you're not a man, you're weak, nobody wants you, not even your own women. And then you see...
I hate that all Asian men being abandoned by a group of all Asian women. That hurt me so much.
I
hate it. Whenever a girl says something like that, it's like, I would never date an Asian man because I want to mix the babies with a white guy so my baby would look better, they don't have to have double eyelid surgery. I mean, like, fucking dumb bitch. God, you need to chill.
You know, what they call it? There's a word for it, commodification. I forgot what it's called. There's a word for it.
You want your kids to be less Asian? What do you want?
Well, it's when you commodify and objectify, like, that... you know, a biracial because you don't think you're good enough because you want to be one step closer to being white. Uh-huh. And because that's seen as beautiful through centuries because of, you know, society and whatever, systemic racism.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's a system that's so deeply embedded. So you think that's beautiful. But you know what? There's beauty in every race. There's beauty in mix and there's beauty in full.
Yeah.
There's beauty in between. And that's why... people, I wish we could celebrate all of our differences and all of our similarities.
Yeah.
And it is so deeply rooted that it's a system that we need to break because it's unfair. Because when you tell someone they're prettier than you because they're more of this, more of that, then it makes you feel less. Yeah. But if you don't tell them that, you know, that they're, you know, that it's one of those things where you have to celebrate everyone's differences.
Yeah.
Again, always, always and time again. Because doesn't it make you feel like, because I'm full Asian, even though I'm half Chinese, Vietnamese, mixed ethnicity, I'm full Asian. It makes me feel like am I a weaker being? Am I not good enough? Do you think you're better than me? So it's one of those things. It's like, no, we're all humans. We're all equal. Mm-hmm. We all should celebrate each other's.
You have amazing lips.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And honestly, that's why, I don't know if you listen to my music, but when I write my songs, a lot of my music comes from my pain. I talk about my struggle and I turn them into lyrics.
I found it. I saw your music video and your singing and the way you pose. I'm like, holy shit, that's amazing. That's the Asian Beyonce right here.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's a combination of masculine and feminine energy.
Yeah.
Like I like to be like sexy and then, you know, have my moments. But then I want to show off my chest and I want to show off my bubble butt. I want to show off all my goodies, you know, because I want to show people that, hey, Asian men, we're confident, we're sexy, we have, you know, body, you know what I'm saying?
Yes. At my comedy club, I have a monthly show called Asian Male Lead. Is all Asian lining up, all Asian men lining up. I have an Asian female lead as well, but Asian woman, you know, everybody's like, oh, you're so sexy, but I'm like, a sexy Asian man do exist. That's the line. Yeah. And everybody's an Asian man, and I would have an Asian girl or a black girl or Latino girl to host the show.
Yeah.
And one woman hosts the show, and all Asian men, I want them to feel sexy, and I want them to be celebrated. And people are like, you can't book a show with all Asian men, it's not gonna sell. It sold out every time.
Oh, wow.
It sells every time. You should come the next time.
Oh, I would love to.
It's sell out every time. And they are all great Asian comedians, Asian men, because there's literally, like, there's a lineup of a comedy show. I would say 8 comedian, 7 would be white guys, mm-hmm. 1 man of color, mm-hmm. and 1 woman spot, or a gay.
Yeah.
It's that 1 spot is for a gay woman, whatever it is. And so it's just, there's just no stage time for Asian men because Asian men is not considered a man of color. It's yeah. just like an alien.
I know. It's so sad.
It hurts so much.
When people dismiss us as people of color, yeah. because I was like, where's the privilege? Like, if we're not people, it's like we've struggled because we have different cultures, different languages. We have so many layers and things that people don't talk about. We're always invisible.
Yeah, and we don't strike. If Asian men strike, I mean, everybody's going to jail because the lawyer's not working and everybody's going to die because the doctor's yeah. going to be going to hospital.
But I have to give you so much credit for bringing up this conversation because almost everyone that I try to talk to about this, they gaslight me.
They don't want to talk about it because they wanted to be the model minority race. I want to be the loud bitch yeah. America hate.
Yeah. Well, not only that, but they don't want to acknowledge that Asian men are emasculated.
It is in every single way.
Because they keep on saying misogyny, misogyny. It's like, no, I don't know why you say that because I don't experience that. If you came from a homogenous country where everyone's Asian, they don't experience that segregation and division and being a minority mm-hmm. in the country that has less of us and lack of representation in Hollywood, you cannot speak for that. So that's why it's important that you've had both experiences.
Yeah.
You know, like you have experience being in China, you have experience living in America. You see the difference in the contrast between, you know, the two. Because Asian Americans, Asian men, we struggle. We struggle because you know how many times when I first came out, it took me loving an Asian man to come out because for me, I need to love myself. It's a reflection of me loving myself. But what I've noticed is when I first came out and you go on these dating apps, like, you know, online, like, you know, Adam for Adam or Grindr and all these apps that they have existing back 10 years ago, what happened is a lot of Asian guys would say, no Asians. They don't date Asians. And the reason why they say that is because they don't want themselves. They don't see themselves as attractive.
Yeah.
They want, it's about this ladder, this hierarchy. And they see...
They want the Brad Pitt. They want...
The Brad Pitt, the Tom Cruise, the Justin Timberlake. This is up here for them. Mm-hmm. They chase this. Mm-hmm. And then it's very interesting. But you have all these options of men. You have Latino. You have black men. But why are you trying to go here? Why do you think this is here? You know, because we should all be leveled. We should all be equal.
Yeah.
But they put them here is because of the historical lack of representation.
Totally.
And that's why I'm so glad where we're going in Hollywood and media is now we're seeing like so many ranges of people of color, black, mm-hmm. Asian, Latina, you know, trans, gay, bi, all people are being seen and heard. And some people feel very uncomfortable with it, mm-hmm. but they need to be comfortable with it.
Because we exist.
We exist.
We just, it's time to speak up because we exist. We are not going anywhere. And we really have to speak up about what's going on.
Yeah.
Towards Asian Americans, also like Asian CEOs, especially like they don't want you to run the company
yeah.
because you are Asian.
Yeah.
Like people always tell me, like first time I heard the news about Michelle Goh when she was pushing the subway, a New York news they said that is a senseless act of violence. I said no, it's a hate crime.
Yeah.
The only reason they pushed her is because she looked like me.
Yeah.
She have this chinky face.
Yeah.
Now, like you want to kill me because I have the chinky eye, but like Kendall Jenner and Gigi Hadid, they want to do the fox eye have my eye.
Oh,
and that's the trend now. Oh. They're like, no, it's just a trend. Your eye look like Gigi's eye.
I'm
like, no. I got this eye straight out of my mom's vagina. She bought it on Tuesday last week. Like I own this chinky eye.
Yeah.
You want to look like me, but you want to kill me? What do you want?
My whole entire existence growing up, the kids will pull their eyes back. Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these. I remember all of that. They make fun of my eyes, and they always say, go back to China. They always say stuff like that.
I know.
That.
They tell everybody to go back to China.
I don't know why they say that. I don't... It's so annoying. And that's why when I see everyone appropriating our features now everybody wants fox eyes, cat eyes, you know, the threading. They do all these things. And
the same with the black culture. They make fun of the black hair,
and
the fading, the black lips,
skin.
Their hips, their skin. Now everybody's like fucking doing
appropriating.
Yeah. And then, so you wanted to kill this little boy who is 16, knock on the door. Just, mm-hmm. he didn't... have a shotgun to fucking invade your house, mm-hmm. you're gonna shoot him to death. Mm-hmm. But you want the lip injection.
Yeah.
To have his lips.
They want the features, but they don't want the struggles that come with having those features.
That's why Get Out is so genius.
Yeah, movie, yeah, yeah.
Get Out. I'm like, the movie is doing so well because it's real.
It's real because for decades and for the whole entire life, it's like, you know, Black women were told that they can't have their hair like this because it's not professional. They can't get hired, so they have to change their hair. That's why for centuries and years, they do relaxers. They put their scalp and their hair through so much because of that conditioning of trying to fit in, to assimilate. And for years, we as Asians tried to assimilate. We cut our eyes, we change our face, we do the most because we're trying to look less of ourselves to survive in this world.
To survive.
So we could get hired, so we could be seen as attractive and to be seen as beautiful. And then when we bring it up, they gaslight us. And when we talk about little, you know, all these things, they minimize it and they call it little. That's not a problem. That's not an issue. But it is an issue. Just because you don't face it doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It's an actual issue. And that's why words like you know, I bring this up all the time. The words like oriental, words like exotic can be harmful and dehumanizing because they always love to call Asian women exotic. And
I am so done with that. I have a joke about exotic. Did you see it? I'm not exotic. You are. You're from Kentucky.
Yeah.
You have ankle fat. Like, you are exotic. I'm made in China. I'm everywhere.
Yeah. There's more.
That's right. Like, there's more of me than all of you men combined. Like,
I'm
everywhere.
There's more Chinese people and more Asian people combined. We're not exotic. Because exotic means there's less of you.
Yeah.
And rare. It means you're foreign. And people say, but exotic is a compliment. No, it's not a compliment.
It's not. It's sexualizing in a
dehumanizing
way.
Because a lot of people, they think it's a compliment because they don't want to be basic. They feel like, you know, I don't want to be basic. I want to be exotic. I want fox eyes and big pouty lips.
Yeah.
They want all these ethnic features.
Yeah.
And all these things.
But they won't say it's a Chinese eye, it's
no,
Asian eye.
They like, credit a fucking fox.
It's a fox eye. I'm like, no, that's my chinky eye.
A fucking fox.
I was born with it. Okay?
They credit a damn animal.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just say oriental eye. Just like Asian eye. Just say Lucy Liu. I'm going to do a Lucy Liu. I'm going to Lucy Liu lift.
Well, we can't even say oriental anymore because now they objectify us with that.
Yeah. And like, I remember Martin Freeman in an interview with no fear, with no shame. He said, Lucy Liu is ugly like a dog.
Who said that?
Martin Freeman, the guy was in Lord of the Rings. Which one was it?
Why would he say that?
He just thinks she's ugly.
She's
and
not
he
ugly.
Said it.
She's beautiful.
She's fucking sexy. She's gorgeous.
She's gorgeous.
And imagine he says this about any other race that's not Asian. And I am just like, who the fuck do you think you are? You are not a god. You are not Morgan Freeman. Like, how can you decide like this beautiful woman is ugly like a dog? Fuck you. It's fucking disgusting. I hate it. This you just credit to Lucy Liu's eye. Like, you want fox eye, you want Lucy's eye. That's what you want.
They want exotic features.
Yeah, exotic features.
Exotic?
Yeah, you want to look like you're not from Oklahoma. Okay.
Yeah. It's
You are the expert on hair, and it's so empowering for you to talk about Black women's hair.
Yeah.
Because Black women, they couldn't go to work with their natural hair. Mm-hmm. It's not professional. They have to, like, literally... Mm-hmm. do a lot of chemical things on their hair and stuff. It seems,
I know a lot about this because growing up, my best friend is a Black female.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, we trauma bonded. And she would tell me about all these things, how she feels about herself. And I remember what that meant to me. And I was like, if I ever get to be in a position where I get to make women feel more beautiful, like doing hair, I want them to feel more beautiful. I want them to embrace their texture and know that they're beautiful. But a lot for years, it's like you got to have extensions, you got to have, you know, all these things to assimilate. And now it's like, let us wear our hair however we want it. We want to wear it curly one day, straight one day, because we want to feel ourselves. You know, let us do us. That's our identity. And we're allowed to do it because we were told our whole life we can't do these things. And that's why it's very important to celebrate our queens, you know?
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And that's why I have a very huge place in my heart. I love Black women. I always have. And because I grew up around that culture. And a lot of my music is influenced, inspired by Black artists. I love R&B artists. I love Usher. I love, you know, Whitney Houston. I love hip hop. And I love Mariah Carey. I love, and I admit it because it's so important to give credit where it came from, because that's where it's rooted from. And I know that it influenced me and impacted me and made me sing the music I sing today. And I want to acknowledge that. And I want them to know that I acknowledge that.
I think black women, their love is, in Chinese we say, 父爱如山，沉默无语, like the love of a father is like the mountain, it's heavy, yeah. It's there, it will always be there for you, but it doesn't really say sweet things.
Yeah.
It kind of resembles black woman's yeah. love, the way black woman, is it just like I learned a lot from my friend Ariel. She's black and her Facebook name is Black Mermaids Do Exist. That was like 10 years ago. I mean, 13 years ago. That's how forward thinking she was. And then we had a black mermaid. And I have a joke defending the black mermaid because people are like, oh, you can't be black. So I have a long joke about it, which I'm very proud of. It's funny. And she taught me boundaries.
Yeah,
because like in Asian culture, as an Asian girl, especially I was born, I wasn't wanted, and you know, I felt that my life was granted to me. Like I need to basically please people. I'm a people pleaser. I'm very strong, but like I have boundary issues. But, like if a guy wants to date me, I'll be like, oh, I don't want to go out. Like, do you want a coffee? No, I'm like I already said no to dinner. I said no to lunch. I mean, the least I can do is to have coffee with him because I don't want him make him feel bad. And then I'll have coffee. He won't touch my hand. I don't want to do this, but I'm like, it's my hand. It's like he's kissing me. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, and then next thing you know, he's like, do you want a movie? I'm like, no. Then he's like, why you a bitch? You know, I don't understand why I just got into the situation. Like, Ariel's like, just say no. I'm like, I can't say it. She's like, you're going to say it. Look at me. No. I was like, I can't. She's like, no. And I said no the first time for a guy who wants to like go out with me. And I just said, I don't know, maybe later. She's like, no, just say no, thank you. I appreciate the, you know, I appreciate that, but like, I'm not looking for a boyfriend. You don't have to be like, I don't want to date you, you're ugly. And then she told me like, I always have guys try to tell me, give me advice I don't ask for. Like, I think this dress too tight on you. That's a very short dress, you know. I'll be like, oh, really? Oh, I'm sorry. I'll do that. She's like, what you say is like, did I ask for your opinion? I'm like, I can't say that. That's so rude. She's like, no, just that's not rude. I'm like, I don't want to be rude. She goes, that's what you're going to learn. You are going to say, I didn't ask for your opinion. Thank you, but no. Like, I don't want to hear it. I said, that's rude. That's like pick up a fight. She goes, that's not pick up a fight. That's his boundary. I never understand it. And she tried to teach me like that one. I learned how to say like a no with a date thing because that's like you can't date people you don't want to date. But like if you be like, I think this dress too tight. Like I think you're getting too tanned. Or like I think I just like, oh, okay. I still do that. But recently I just with my therapist, with my divorce and everything, I remember all the things my husband tried to gaslight me, make me feel bad about my body and my face and my skin color. And I realized Ariel was like, did I ask
for what's wrong with your face and skin color?
He thinks my face is too big. My jawlines are too big. I don't look like a woman. Which he's like, he just like, you don't look feminine enough. Because in Asian culture, you want a V-shaped face.
Yeah.
And when I was a child, my nickname was a cage fighter. So like, it kind of, the trauma connects to each other.
You know, this whole, what's it called? Genderism. It's like, we identify a gender with certain features. It's kind of annoying because, for example, I grew my hair out. Mm-hmm. And then everyone's like, why do you have long hair? You know, that's for girls.
The samurais have long hair. They have a sword.
Right. Exactly. Right. But for some reason, in this day and age, for some reason, people go, a man's supposed to look like this, act like this, a woman's supposed to look like this. No, there's all types of jawlines for men and women, you know. I think you look beautiful.
Thank you. I love your
face is gorgeous. Your cheeks, your eyes.
I totally get what you are saying about your hair, baby, because they are molded to think in a box. Like people always tell me, a lot of people, they're like, you are never going to have a career in comedy if you dress up like what you do. I'm like, I love style. I have style. I can't help it. It just, I have it. Style is like herpes. Yeah. You have it, you have it. Like, I have style. I just want to look good. They're like, you can't make it in comedy. I'm like, who told you that? Joan Rivers wears a sequin dress every day. Yeah. Like, who told you that? You don't decide me what I can do.
That whole thing of how you should look a certain way, it's like, then how do you stand out? How do you be you?
Yeah.
You know, like you look at all the iconic artists like Madonna or Lady Gaga or Michael Jackson or anyone who has evolved their looks through time and their style. It's like people try to put them in boxes too. But we're not the same person that we were yesterday. We have to evolve because we are not the same. We grow, things change. What we used to like 20 years ago, we don't like anymore. Yeah. And you can look however you want to look. And, you know, and I know that, like, their struggles with, dating, with how people see Asian people, Asian women, Asian men, like how you're supposed to behave, because there's these stereotypes that come with being an Asian woman, I'm sure, as there is with me. It's like they expect you to be quiet and demure and shut up and be submissive and all these things. But no, the more they expect you to be these things, you become even more louder. They have no idea how loud we can get.
I know. It's it's crazy. In comedy, because I bought a club and I have a last name, Summers. People would just look at me be like, your husband, your white husband must bankroll your career. I said, first of all, I'm a single mom. Secondly, I have a Chinese ex-husband. I don't have a white husband. Summers is my stage name. I am Summers. I'm Miss Summers. There's no Mr. Summers. Yeah. I am me. Summers is my last name. He's like, you want to be white? I'm like, Zhao Ying. Nobody keeps there. Like, Zhao Ying is not white. Zhao Ying is as chinky as you get. Like, people just like, your white husband must be like giving you this and that. I'm like, I wish I have a white husband who's giving me everything. I don't have a white husband. People just assume you are Asian.
Who are saying this to you? Are they Asian too? Or
no, everybody.
Oh, just
Asian,
all kinds of people.
All kinds of people. Like, they just look at me. They don't like me. They're just going to make me feel like, oh, your white husband gave you this. I'm like, I don't have one. Like, where are they? Yeah. Where is it?
Just like you acknowledge how Asian men get emasculated, I have to acknowledge that a lot of Asian men are angry. And then that's why you see a lot of, they'll lash out on the internet and get upset because they don't know how to control their emotion.
Yeah, because they have no place to release anything.
No, they don't know where to release it.
They don't believe in therapy either.
Yeah.
In our culture.
Yeah.
I said, Mom, I need therapy. She goes, you can talk to me for free. I'm like, you are the reason why I'm going to therapy, Mom.
Yeah. And that's why this whole thing about acknowledging Asian men's existence and their sexuality will actually make everything happier. When Asian men are happier than everyone, we wouldn't have an issue. There's issues because there's an imbalance.
Yeah.
When there's an imbalance, it leans towards one side. One side is punching up. One side is stepping down.
Yeah.
And that's why, we have to elevate. If we see someone down, you have to lift them up.
Yeah.
You don't just like, ha ha.
Yeah.
So glad I'm not you. Step. Step. You can't do that. You know when someone is not elevated. You know when someone's down. You can always tell whatever the situation is, how people look. You can see it. You don't need eyes to see, ears to hear. You can hear it. You can see it. You can feel it.
You can feel it.
You can feel how they look down on Asian men. You feel it.
I feel it. And I really feel it. It hurt me so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to be loud about it. And people don't like it. They wanted to, people who are in power, they wanted to keep the structure of the power way it is.
They want to, what's it called? Perpetuate that hierarchical system because it benefits them.
Yeah.
As long as it benefits them, they keep pushing towards there and then they keep pushing back and they push Asian men down. And that's why a lot of Asian men are angry. It's they want acknowledgement. Asian men wants you to go, I acknowledge you, I see you, I hear you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a serious problem. Let's do something about it. Let's stand together. Mm-hmm. Let's make a difference. We want representation.
Yeah.
We want you to be seen.
Yeah.
But instead, there's lots of pointing fingers. Misogyny! You have issues! I was like, that's dismissing and minimizing their experience.
Yeah, like you are an Asian man. You are a sexist. You are a sexist Asian man.
Yeah.
Well, it's like saying white man is sexist. That's just like, yes. Two centuries ago in China, when the men ran the world, the women bun the feet. But I don't bun my feet anymore.
Yeah.
It's the Asian men in America, they have the least power. Uh-huh. They have the least representation. They are not the Asian men in Asia who runs the market, runs everything.
Because because you know what they always
don't
say?
Know what's like they going on
like,
in America.
Well, there'll be like Korean men in Korea or Chinese men in China. It's like, but that's in China, in a homogenous country.
Yeah.
We're talking about in America. They can't distinguish the difference between the two. It's like Asian Americans are not the same thing as Asians from Asia.
Yeah, Asians from Asia, some of those people are like, grab the pussy. Like, it's just something they do it and they get away with it, like Trump. But like Asian men in America, there's no voice for Asian men in America. And they are taught to not speak up, to not bring shame
to
the family.
People forget that there's a difference. There's like African Americans, there's African from Africa, there's Korean Americans, there's Korean from Korea, there's Asian Americans and Asian from our experiences are different.
So different.
I grew up in Oklahoma in the 80s, for God's sake, before social media. There is no representation for me. You know, so when we found this thing called YouTube and Facebook and Instagram, it's like, you know, we get to be ourselves. We get to put ourselves out there. It's such a huge thing.
It's amazing.
And that's why a lot of people say, why do you do what you do? I do what I do is because I'm filling up holes. I'm filling that void for myself. I'm doing things I never saw growing up.
You living so large, so vibrantly, you are inspiring so many little boys to be themselves. And you know that is so powerful. You are one of the most outspoken, proud Asian gay men.
Well, if anything right I learned now, from growing up and in I'm Oklahoma so is go big or go home.
Yeah.
If you're going to do it all the way. If you're going to put it in.
Totally.
Go deep. If you're going to go and just go all the
way in. It's like Asian gay pride.
Yeah.
What's this, like the big Asian dick energy?
Big Asian dick energy. Baggy. Yes.
Baggy?
Baddie. You're a baddie.
Baddie is hot. Like a baddie, I feel like being so proud that you make it fearless. You burn all the shame that was thrown to you. And I remember when Richard Pryor, he went to Africa for the first time, went to Africa, and he said that he was looking at the people, the black people, standing in the land they owned and the way they behaved. He said that the N-word no longer exists in his vocabulary anymore because that man is not the N-word. And he said, I'll never say the N-word anymore. Yeah. And when he saw that, it's like when an Asian American man go to Asia to see what is like the power Asian men should have is that they are the only species there. Yeah. They own that place. They provide for the woman. They make the policies.
Yeah.
Sometimes not perfect, but they are there rather than be like, oh, is my dick small? The Asian men in China, they don't think the dick small. They think they are the man. Yeah. But like the Asian men in America, they are brainwashed and bullied into my dick is small. My eyes are chinky. I am a geek. Like I should not show my dick.
Honestly,
it's just disgusting.
What's wrong with having small eyes? Small eyes can be beautiful. Small eyes are beautiful.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. It's like,
it's focus. Like a laser focus. You have to be small to be focused.
Yeah. My favorite, okay, when I see Asian guys with smaller,
sexy,
like linear eyes, it's like that hunter eyes.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, ooh. And I was like, I'm like, I'm here. Come here.
Yeah.
Come here.
Yeah.
Because I just feel like they're so fierce. I love it.
It's sexy.
To me, it's sexy. I was like,
yeah.
Come here.
Oh, my God. It's sexy because you think about like the leopards, black mamba, the wolves and the tigers. They have tiny eyes.
They got a go like this.
Yeah.
It's like that hunter eyes, you know. Asian eyes are beautiful.
The dumb cow and donkeys, they have big ass eyes.
Oh, yeah.
You're like,
I think they call them prey eyes, right? Like when you're like, you know, a little bit, you look
aloof.
Frightened.
Yeah, aloof. Yeah, frightened, aloof. Like yeah.
And like you said, blue eyes are more rare. So that's considered exotic.
Yeah.
But somehow we got labeled exotic. And we're supposed to like it because it makes us sound like we're different. And if you actually look up the word exotic in the dictionary, it means foreign.
It means
you're foreign. So you think I look foreign. So you don't think I look like I'm from around here. You don't think I belong here.
We are more native than everybody else. We look more like Native Americans than all of those people.
Yeah.
Rest of like the blonde, like you, we look Native American. I can be Pocahontas. I can be
You know, if you look up the history, there is that genetic connection.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. They are probably from China.
And that's the thing. It's like,
everything's made in China. Seriously.
You know, and I don't know if you know this word. It's called Sinophobia.
Yep.
Yeah, it's like when there's hatred towards China and everything that's made in China. Mm-hmm. And because I'm Chinese too, it's like there's this whole Sinophobia.
Yeah, Sinophobia is so crazy. And all the Koreans and Japanese, they are getting blamed too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm from Japan. It's part of China.
And
like
they tell you to go back to China. That's why exotic is harmful. That's why it's harmful. You're calling us foreign and you're telling us to go back to China when it's convenient. When it's convenient. But when you want that orange chicken and sweet and sour chicken and fried rice, that shrimp fried rice and egg drop soup that you want, all of a sudden, it's okay, I'll eat your food, and you love it, but then all of a sudden, when it's convenient, you say we eat dogs and cats and go back to China, and that we caused COVID or whatever, and then push us in front of a train.
It's so crazy. And I feel like every racist person, they were like, oh, those Chinese people, kung flu, bad soup. But like, But my neighborhood, we have the best Chinese restaurant ever. Like, it is like the best. Like, I'm so proud they know the best Chinese places.
You know what? They're missing out because they don't realize, you know, bang bang noodles. You know,
bang bang noodles is
so good.
So good. So
wonton,
good.
I mean, dim sum.
Yeah.
Oh, so my good. God. They have no idea what they're missing out on because they're too busy being racist.
Yeah.
It's like, have you ever had dim sum? Have you had hot pot and shabu shabu?
Shabu shabu is so good.
Hot Korean pot, barbecue. Yes.
We're going to have a hot pot soon, you and I.
Yeah, we need to.
I have to. You know, I eat it spicy
and
nobody
you know what?
Else.
You know what? We spend so much time glamorizing other cuisines, like European cuisines and everything. But for some reason, Asian food gets demonized. Asian food gets seen as like… Ew, they,
you know, they eat this?
No, but,
chicken feet is good for your skin.
It is good.
It's good
collagen.
For your pussy.
It's good for your pussy.
That's why, like, I have two kids coming out. Like, my pussy still tight, like, number one. Like,
it's good for the erection, too.
Yeah, my pussy stays.
In the scrotum nutsack.
Yeah, chicken feet is good for you. Like, it's very good for you. I'm
and
not kidding.
Why would you eat the whole chicken but not the feet? I'm just saying. Why would you throw something away?
That's yeah, it's always wasting food. It's not, like, the Chinese would save everything.
Tofu?
Tofu is
oh,
amazing.
My God. And did you know ketchup is? I found this out online. Ketchup came from China. It's ketchup. You know, ketchup is tomato sauce.
对.
Did you realize that ketchup? Oh, ketchup.
Yeah. Oh my God.
So this whole entire time, ketchup is from China. Oh Google it. You can Google it.
Wow.
Yeah. And noodles. Yeah.
It's from China.
Like, lo mein, ramen.
And I think pasta is from China.
Yeah. Originally. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And, so true. But we don't get credit.
Yeah.
But then Asian people don't run around going, give me credit because we get gaslighted. We get, you know, we're invisible. We're model minorities. We don't complain.
Uh-huh.
But they're just like, wait, is someone complaining?
We're going to be the bitches complaining now, guy.
Yeah.
We're going to be so annoying.
Yeah. No.
Don't you say that about Asian men.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah. You know, I defend Asian women all the time.
Me too. I'm the only few people who defend Asian men. They're like, they don't need defending. They have good jobs. They are lawyers and doctors. I'm like…
Yeah, so you want us to be your service providers. You want us to nurse you back to your health. You want us to lift up your face when it's sagging. You want us to diagnose your symptoms. You want us to do your hair,
you out of jail.
Your nails, all these things. But you don't want to respect us. And you don't want to see us as sexy. You don't want us to be pop stars. No, you want to demonize us and tell us to go back to China. And you know what's funny? For the longest time, I felt like… Maybe I shouldn't say this because I have to, you know, it'll make people uncomfortable. But you know what? I'm tired of being uncomfortable to make other people comfortable. I'm tired of being like, oh God, I'm cringing, but everyone's comfortable. I literally make myself uncomfortable so everyone can be comfortable. Yeah. I'm over it.
Yeah.
I'm over it.
Yes.
You know, I have to be comfortable. In my own body.
Yeah.
I'm fucking 41 years old. I don't have the rest of my life, you know, to be uncomfortable.
Yeah, to live it for other people's standards.
No. Like, my neck is crooked. My shoulders, my back, my shit hurts because I'm so uncomfortable. Because everyone, I have to make room for everyone but myself.
Yeah.
I'm fucking over it.
I think, like, if we just love our body like a white man, like, if us women of color and… every woman and also like gay people, they just be like, I love my gayness.
Yeah.
I love my lips. I love my beard and I love my balls tucked and I love it. Like everybody's disgusted by us, but like even a white guy is like just like burping on the couch saying like Miss World look fat and he's fine.
Yeah.
We should just love ourselves and fuck everybody up. Like I just love me. Like I love my hair. My lips, my face, my boobs. Look at this. Like, look at those. Like, I look good. I love myself.
I love my pectoralis.
Yes, I love my tits.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
I have big pectoralis and
yes.
I love it.
I love it. I love my pussy because, like, I was so scared after I had my babies. I'm going to blow up my pussy. When I had babies, I'm like… I want to feel the pain because my son is going to blow up my pussy. I will not use an epidural. So whenever he's not listening to me, I remember the pain so I can be mean at him. And then my vagina is just not back. I'm just like, I should leave my husband now because I can have a second try because this went back to normal.
Oh.
It just went back.
You know, another thing I always say is that I learned something when I went to Amsterdam. Someone told me, you know, we're not victims, we're victors. And I remember that. And I was like, do I want to be a victim all my life or I want to be a victor? How do I rise above all this, you know, pain?
Self-love.
Yes.
And confirmation.
Right. You validate and confirm with yourself. Like, I am a baddie.
Yeah, you are a baddie. I'm a baddie today.
I'm
going to be baddies.
Baddie. Okay, I'm a big Asian dick energy baddie motherfucker.
Yeah.
And that's why I said, I'm going to own it and I'm going to put it out there. I'm going to show people that I'm a baddie. I'm going to be taking off my clothes in my music video, showing off my abs,
chest.
Yes, I'm going to show off my bubble butt.
Hell yeah.
I'm going to show off all my goodies.
I loved it.
And I'm proud of it because I'm tired of being shamed for it. I'm tired of people telling me I'm not good enough because I'm Asian. I'm fucking over it. So that's why I'm going to make more music videos showing off my big Asian dick, you know, energy and shit.
Yes. Yeah, I love that. I just love that. You are just bringing so much light for gay boys all over the world. And it's just like, it's so
I'm speaking
unfair.
Up for us. I'm speaking
you are.
Up for us.
I'm
because,
so proud
because
of you.
A lot of straight Asian guys are afraid to say it.
They are.
I noticed that. I know what they're thinking. They just don't want to say it because they're like, oh, you know, I can't say it because it'll be misogyny.
Yeah.
I can't say it because, you know, they're going to, you know, misogyny and all this. I was like, you know what? As a gay Asian man who used to have an Asian girlfriend, who loves my mom, who supports women, who spends their life making women beautiful, because that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I transform people's hair, make them feel beautiful. And I love Asian men. And I used to be a go-go dancer. I do music videos. I dedicate my life to celebrate and make people feel beautiful.
That's why
I was like, no. No, don't try to use that misogyny thing on me. I celebrate all people.
Yeah.
All people.
Yeah.
And it shows in my work. It shows in everything I've done. And that's why I'm going to speak up on behalf of our community for the Asian men that feels like they can't speak up. Because that's what we're doing. I love that you're doing it. It means so much to me as an Asian woman, you standing up for me and standing up for your son and your father and everything because that you are a powerful woman because it takes a secure woman to secure other people, to secure your men.
I love you. I have somebody comment like, you're just talking about the Asian men because you can't get a white guy.
Oh, God.
I can't get a white guy?
Look, you can get whoever you want, and that's the thing. You can get whoever you want, and that's the thing. It's like you can love whoever
people
you want.
Say shit to you. Like I just laugh. It's just like it's material for me.
My thing is love whoever.
And I'm pretty sure that's from an Asian girl, to be honest.
Love whoever you want, but don't push other people down.
Yeah, just let them do themselves.
Yeah,
people are so double standard with Asian food. Also with gay people, you have those conservatives like gay men should not get married. They don't have right to get married. Then they're like, my house is worth so much because it's West Hollywood adjacent.
Oh, West Hollywood adjacent.
Yeah,
adjacent.
That's because the gay people and they make them like
adjacent
because they make the. Because when there's gay people, they bring art, they gentrify the area, and like you want to buy a house in gay areas, but you don't want them to get married.
I never thought about that.
You think about like when the gay go to an area, they bring art, everything, and also like the gays.
They bring fierceness.
In fairness, like, and also they don't spend a lot of money on kids. They make a lot of money. They invest in the community. Everything look beautiful, and the real estate appreciating, and people want to buy a house there. And because the gay make the place expensive, but then they still don't want them to get married, right? Like it's double standard.
It's so weird.
It's so
like, stupid. Well, I'm married. You know,
congratulations.
My husband's Filipino. I'm very proud of him, and I love him. He's a gorgeous man. And
Filipinos are beautiful.
I celebrate him, and he celebrates me.
Is he darker than you?
He is, and we talk about this all the time. We talk about colorism and how he gets treated as someone who is darker than me and Asian. And he talks about the hierarchical, you know, system that, you know, pushed down Filipinos and darker skin versus like the Koreans and Japanese. We talk about this all the time.
Yeah,
because it's a real conversation.
People don't. That's why I'm like the Asians have our head handled. Leave us alone.
It's
your own business.
It's sad when
it is.
People don't want to acknowledge the existence.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the
people don't
system.
Talk about. It. They're like, no. They're like, you are racist. I'm like, I am not racist.
Well, when you go to so many Asian countries, everything is skin whitening, like your hand wash, your body wash, yeah. your face cleansers, your toners, everything is whitening, whitening, whitening. Yeah. There's lots of colorism happening in the Asian community.
Yeah.
That is so normalized.
Yeah, because if I talk about it, people start to not give a fuck about their skin color anymore. Or the skin lining company, they lose money.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just like, I just want to be dark. I just want to be me. I get in the sun, I get darker. I love it. I fucking love it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yes.
I love my skin, and nothing piss off people when you love yourself.
Mm-hmm. True that. And you know what's interesting? Like when I do get tanner in the summer, when I go in the sun, I love it. It's beautiful. My abs show up more too. But
yeah.
But then I know that in certain Asian countries, they see beauty in lightness.
Yeah.
And so they'll be like, why are you tanning? Get under an umbrella. Hide yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's very interesting that we have this beauty standard as Asian Americans in America. But then you go to Asia and visit, they have a different beauty standard.
So different. There's then, umbrella, gloves, everything. Goggles.
They cover themselves. It's so insane. And that... I have to thank my husband because he listens to me rant every single morning about all of this.
Yeah, people, you are the very few person who actually talk about the racism within Asian community and the colorism problem. Like, if we talk about it, it's going to go away one day. If we just pretend it never happens,
why would you not?
You should be, because they think, like, I can't talk so much while I'm in China. I can't say it because they laugh at me. They're like, because you are a bitter, ugly girl.
Are you putting this on YouTube, this video?
Yeah.
So people need to see it.
Yeah, they have to see it.
They need to see it because a lot of people don't see enough Asian people talking about it, like, you know, without restrictions. Because a lot of Asian people talk about it, but they kind of...
Yeah, I don't care. People can unfollow me. Like, they unfollow me all day.
They jump around the political system because they're afraid to say it because they're like, oh, but my audience. Oh, but what? It's like, yeah,
I have
sure.
so many people unfollowing me. If I say something they want to hear, like abortion, they be like, can't believe it. You know, I'm like, it's like the pussy is mine. I can do whatever the fuck I want.
The pussy is mine.
It's my pussy. It's
oh,
my
wow.
Right?
I like that.
Yeah, it's my pussy. It's my rule. Last time I checked, it's on me.
You could write a song called My Pussy Is Mine.
Yeah.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah, last time I checked, it's on my body. It's not with you. You didn't grab my pussy.
My pussy but, is mine. Yeah,
mine.
Oh, you can add a little run and some ad libs.
It's like, it's my pussy. What do you want? Do I ask you? Like, I want
my
to fucking...
pussy.
I don't know. Do I want to wax your dick hair? Like, I didn't catch you. Try to, like, let me cut your dick.
My dick hair.
Yeah. Did I try to, like, wax your dick hair and fucking...
No, I trim my dick hairs. You know, I actually have a situation. I have, like, a lot of sweaty balls. So I have jock itch. So I'm doing creams and stuff to treat it because my balls itch all the time. So I have a lot of situations where I'm just like, oh, God, I'm itching. Not that this, you know, this is a lot of information. But if you're going to be open about your pussy, mm-hmm. I'm going to be open about my nutsack. There's struggles that we have, like sweaty balls.
Yes, my I don't have a hair here on my mm-hmm. armpit, but I do have a jungle here.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And whenever I'm single, I let it grow.
That's hot.
I let it grow because
have you highlighted it before?
I should. And like, I feel like if I let it grow, I don't like to wear underwear. I'm against underwear. I want to let it breathe.
Yeah.
I'm all about natural. If I have my hair covering my pussy, like the wind blow like Marilyn Monroe, it's a jungle. You can't see my pussy. You can try to find a gorilla there, but you can't find where my pussy is.
That's nature, actually, because hair is there for a reason supposed to protect it from, I don't know, the sun maybe, the wind or something flying
from
in
Trump,
there.
From grabbing it.
from bugs getting it.
From Trump grabbing it.
Yeah. You know, I trim my butthole hair. Not that anyone's looking at it, but I just got to make sure I look good for me.
I have no hair on my butthole. Yeah. I never had anal sex yet.
Oh.
Am I missing out?
Well, I think it's different for girls because I heard that guys have a prostate inside their butt. So for men, it stimulates a lot.
So for a girl, you are doing it for the guy.
I can't speak for you because I don't have a female butthole. Mm-hmm. So I can't speak for your pleasure, but I can speak for my pleasure, mm-hmm. from my experience. So maybe if you try it, you could give me an answer. But I'll tell you, it does hurt. You need lots of lube. Mm-hmm. It does hurt. And you need to just put the head in for like a minute and then let it naturally slide in. And I learned this because I'm very versatile. Like, I'm considered like a versatile top. I top most of the time because... I just like to be in control. Mm-hmm. I hate people throwing me around. Mm-hmm. I like to be in control of every situation mm-hmm. Because I feel dominant, because I have that baddie.
You're a baddie.
I'm a baddie.
You have baddie. Yeah,
I'm a baddie energetic person. I got the baddie vibes.
A baddie is a kid's daddy, yeah.
Yeah, I'm a baddie daddy.
Yeah, baddie daddy. Baddie daddy's hot.
I'm a baddie daddy.
Yeah.
Yes, but seriously, I love my Filipino Asian husband, and I celebrate him and he celebrates me. And I want to say that because I know that, you know, a lot of us with different Asian cultures, because no one talks about that. They only think of China,
Japan, Korea.
And Korea. They don't think about Filipinos. They don't think about, you know, Cambodian and Vietnamese, which I am, and Indian, and so many other Asian ethnicities that needs to be celebrated as mm-hmm. well.
So true, so true.
Yeah. There's a lot of Filipino hotties.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And I have the best experience in the Philippines when I went there. Mm-hmm. And I love going to Asia because almost everything opens 24/7. You could get food late at night. They're so accommodating.
So good.
Generous
Asian
people.
Food is amazing.
There's humbleness. Mm-hmm. There's no cockiness. They always ask, you know, like the service, it's always been kind to me. Like from what I've experienced, you know.
That's amazing.
So, yeah.
I want to roast your name in Chinese.
Roast me? Okay, roast
your name in Chinese.
Oh, go ahead.
So Guy Tang. Guy means guy. Guy is actually like a top.
A top?
Yeah, you are top.
I'm a top.
Tang means sugar.
I'm a sugar top.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Oh, I'm a top that sprinkles sugar on you.
Yeah, sugar top. That's cute.
That is cute.
Yeah.
That's not really roasting.
Well, that's your name in Chinese.
I like that.
Yeah, it's cute. It's very cute. I need to go to your place and get my hair.
You know,
I don't know what I do.
Yeah, I'll give you some goodies, a treatment. I'll give you like
my hair is dry.
Yeah, I have hair.
My pussy's not dry.
No, no, no.
My pussy is
moist.
Oh yeah. It's good.
Well, I'm trying to keep my balls dry with the creams and stuff, because we don't need any jock itch situation.
No.
You know, but another thing I like to say is that a lot of times when people hear us talk about issues that we go through in our community, they think we're complaining, that we're so woke, that we're so far left. But that's not the case. We're humans and we're speaking about matters that exist.
Yeah.
It's not, oh, I'm woke, or oh, I'm a complainer. No, we're not complaining. We are acknowledging. We are taking action to mm-hmm. it. Do you know the word acknowledge is action and knowledge?
Yeah.
So if you have knowledge of something, take action and do something about your knowledge. We acknowledge this situation mm-hmm. and the trauma that we face mm-hmm. and we own up to it. And we're having conversations about it because no one else is. And we need to be comfortable with being uncomfortable and be comfortable with talking about issues that exist and not gaslight ourselves.
Yeah.
Because that's the problem in our community, is we're constantly model minority-ing ourselves. If we don't want people to see us as model minority and see us as invisible, stop being invisible.
Yeah.
And start being visible.
Yes.
You have a voice. Do something about it.
Speak up.
Speak up. Blah, 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 blah. Speak up.
Yeah. Asians are beautiful.
Beautiful. We're beautiful.
Chinky. I like to call it the chinky eye rather than the fucking fox eyes. It's my eye. It's
fox.
For the fuck? Fox is skunky.
These say fuck the fox. It's always that.
Fuck the fox eyes.
Foxes like,
it's
are
Chinese
cute.
Eye.
They're cute, but.
Yeah, but it's Chinese eyes.
Give credit
chinky
where
eyes. Like
where's
Asian
due.
Eyes.
Yeah.
It's like the Asian eyes, like Zhao Ying Summer's eyes.
Yeah, take your power back.
Yeah, it's my eye.
Yes.
Gigi Hadid, you got your eye pit to be chinky.
Your eye pit?
Like they pin their eye up.
Oh,
right?
Oh, they do the threading. Yeah,
threading.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So you can have chinky eye like me.
You see,
that's it. That's what you did. I saw it.
Those clinic doctors.
My eyes are tiny, but I can see. That's what you did.
Your eyes are big.
Big for Asian.
No. Don't say fora. We can't say fora anymore.
Yeah.
No more fora, because fora means you're limiting yourself.
Big for human.
Yes, yes, yes. No
I have
more
big eyes.
The thing is, you know what? We always get into the for an Asian.
Yeah.
Like, you're pretty for an Asian.
Oh my God, I hate that. I have people commenting, like, you are very pretty for an Asian girl.
Oh, you know, I had a guy tell me once, your dick is big for an Asian. I was like, so you thought less of me before I came here? Fuck you. Bend over. I'm going to fuck you now.
Yeah.
Fuck you. Literally and physically.
Yes. Yes, that's awful. That's awful.
And then I made him tell me, like, I have a big Asian dick while I was fucking, because he needs to chant it until he remembers it
And he's going to come on your big Asian dick. And he'll never, ever say anybody thinks big
Don't
for
you
Asian.
Ever say for a Asian again. Because
for Asian.
No, no. And that's why I never say for it. I called you out. I'm sorry.
I love it. I love it.
But we're friends. But,
I'm so angry when people say that about me online. I have guys who hate me so much.
Yeah.
Some are like, some are pretending to be Asian guys. I don't think they are Asians. They're like, you are so loud, obnoxious. You bring shame to the beautiful, quiet, obedient Asian women. You are so shameful. Like, you are just gonna come out and bring shame to us, all Asian women. I'm just like,
I love loud women. I love loud, extra Asian women. I love women who speak their mind. Because for years, they're told to be quiet and silent. And no, speak your mind.
Yeah.
As a gay Asian man, I love it when I see like divas, you know, own their shit and have the spotlight. So for me, it's like you coming out with yourself, hitting that spotlight and say, you know, I am gonna shut your ass up. I know who I am.
Mm-hmm.
It's sexy.
And I love me.
Yeah.
I love me.
Oh, yeah. I love you loving you.
I love me now. I know people hate that, but like I love
that.
I love everything.
Talk dirty to me. Talk dirty to me. Yeah,
suck the big lips.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Because I'm a baddie daddy.
You are a baddie daddy.
Yeah.
I think you're hot.
Yeah, you like that?
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh, we're gonna do ASMR. Oh, we're gonna do ASMR now, huh?
Give it to me, baby.
Oh yeah, you like that?
Oh God.
Yeah.
I'm so wet.
Oh, oh yeah. How do you like it? You like that baddie, huh?
I love that big dick. That's huge. Oh my
so big. God. Asian.
It's so
egg Asian. Roll. Sweet and sour sauce.
It is.
Yeah.
Spring roll dick.
Spring roll. Yeah. Hot pot.
Yeah, hot pot.
Dim sum. Give me that dim sum. Yes.
Dim sum. Shumai.
Yeah, give me that shumai.
I'm going to take your dick with a chopstick and put it in my mouth.
Oh, that's called sounding. When you put like something in the pee hole and you stick it through the pee hole. Did you know that?
I didn't know that.
That's a whole thing like people do. If you put a chopstick through the pee hole, that's called sounding. That's a whole nother thing.
Wow.
Google it. You'll
see. Google right
We're so extra.
I'm
going to
Google
that
with my big Chinese eye.
Yeah, you're big. Not for a...
My eyes are huge.
You got huge baddie eyes.
Baddie eyes.
Yeah. Show off those baddie eyes. Natural baddie eyes.
Baddie.
You don't even have to try because you're just born this way.
I was born this way.
You're born this
way. All of my mamas were China.
Yeah. But China?
Yes, but China.
All of your mamas were China.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I said like, you know, and like all of my mamas were China that came out of my daddy's balls.
Yeah.
Because the sperm.
Yeah.
Flew out the penis
into
the vagina.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Vagina.
Yes, we got to give credit where it's due. You know, you got the sperm came from the testicle and the nut sack.
Yeah, it's Asian nut sack.
Asian nut sack,
right. It's Asian.
Asian nut sack.
Yeah, it's rice.
Yes.
It's rice. It's chopstick.
And I love that we're owning it. It's not, we're not afraid.
Yeah, I really actually love I love my son's tiny eyes. It's very small and cute.
I love
But he's very focused. His eyes are tiny.
How old is your son?
He's four.
Four?
His name is Winston.
Oh, hi.
He's going to love you. My daughter's name is Margot Magnolia.
Well, Winston, I can't wait to meet Winston.
He's very funny.
And I think Winston is going to appreciate you so much because you're such a good mom that is cool and that acknowledge the struggle that he may face.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times when you ignore those struggles, that's very gaslighting. And that minimizes people's feelings. And that's not a good
thing. Gaslighting is the worst.
That's the worst because people feel like they can't speak.
My ex gaslight me the whole fucking marriage. And then I realized he was the head of GE for China. Like that's his career is gaslighting. That's what he do.
I'm well, a lot of times there's this thing called toxic positivity. Have you heard of it?
Oh, yeah.
It's when the issues exist, but you like to just go, no, but think about the good things that happen. Think about the sun that shines during the day.
Yeah.
Think about all the stuff that we do have and not what we don't have. You need to be more positive. I was like, yeah, but we don't acknowledge our issues and our struggles. How do we improve?
Yeah.
You have to learn from your mistakes so you could do better.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm enough with the TP, the toxic positivity. No more TPs.
Yeah. I'm setting boundaries and I'm just going to speak up for uplifting my community, our community.
Mm-hmm.
Our community, you know?
Yeah. Because for years we were told that we can't speak up. And I think that, well, I know for a fact that we're living in such a great time that we get to speak up and voice our pain. Because you know what? People do take advantage of this. They do. When they know they can, they mm-hmm. will.
Yeah.
And then they'll just step all over you because they can.
Yeah.
And really. That's why speaking up and saying no is important.
Yeah, saying no. Did mm-hmm. I ask for advice?
Mm-hmm. No means no. And it's no okay no. to say no.
Yeah. Boo. Boo means no. 不要.
不要.
No.
You know, I wish I could speak more Mandarin. Mm-hmm. I grew up speaking more Cantonese. I know more Vietnamese because of my mom. But I wish I learned how to speak Mandarin.
I can teach you. You can teach Winston.
Yeah?
Teach Winston and they can teach each other. You can teach him Cantonese. He can teach you Mandarin.
I used to listen to Mandarin music all the time.
Beautiful.
I listen to Coco Lee. Do you know Coco Lee?
I love her.
I love Coco Lee too. Yeah.
遇见你就有好心情.
Oh, you're serenading to me.
I think that's the song.
Well, did you know back in 1999, she broke through.
She's so hot.
She's the first to.
She's mixed. Is she mixed or she has American skin color? She's tanned. Remember, she's the first star.
Oh, she grew up in San Francisco.
Yeah, she's the first star Asian girl who's dark.
Yeah, yeah. Well, the thing I love about Coco Lee was she was the first that crossed over with an English album in 1999 with a song, Do You Want My Love? And
how do we sing it? Can you?
Do you want my love?
Oh, wow, yeah.
You know that song?
Yeah.
Yeah, so when I first saw her, I was like, she's my hero because she's an Asian woman and she's going to break through and show people that Asian women can sing.
Mm-hmm.
And I bought like 6 of her albums. I was supporting her because I wanted to see her win. And of course, it was different. It was a different time. Now is the time with BTS and Blackpink.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. They're so amazing. And Jackson Wang.
Yeah.
You know Jackson Wang? He's so hot.
I listen to his music. I haven't seen his face yet.
He's so hot.
Okay, I have to see him.
You need to see him. He's so hot. He just performed at Coachella. He's the first Chinese solo artist to perform at Coachella.
Oh, my God. I'm so proud.
That's a lot to be proud
of. I'm so proud.
And he actually sat next to me on the airplane to Korea last year. And I was too shy to say hi to him.
But I would never date a pop star like a BTS. I'll never date them. I'll breastfeed all of them, but I will never date them. I can breastfeed them because I can't date a man
Never say never.
I'll never date a man.
Don't discriminate against pop stars.
He's prettier than me, though. Like if I like,
you need to be confident with yourself too.
Can you imagine like after the podcast, my BTS pop star Korean boyfriend, prettier than me, is walking me to my car and a bad person came, they would want to murder me so they can rape him. And that's not fair.
Rape him?
Yeah, to murder me so they can rape him.
Yeah.
It's not fair. I spent so much money on my Botox. I'm not going to let that happen to me.
I hear so much, a lot of people say that, but it's really important that sometimes they need love too. And sometimes they want to fall in love with your, not another pop star. A lot of people want to fall in love with anyone who is, you know, your everyday person, because in that life that they live in is very toxic.
It's very toxic.
And they want, you know.
Their body is like, it's literally like a formula. It has to be looking a certain way.
Mm-hmm. And they want to fall in love and feel part of society too. So maybe that love is yours. Maybe they need your love to save them.
Can I have all of them?
Yeah. Oh, that's a whole orgy going on.
Oh yeah. I want all of the BTS.
Oh, all of BTS. I
breastfeed 2, and one can eat my pussy, another one can massage my feet. And
well, you have a few extensions. You have this.
Yeah.
A few orifices. Yeah. Hey, that's as long as they're a bunch of hot Asian K-pop stars.
Yeah, I'm single.
Yeah.
Boys, come over.
You know, I'm not single, but come over too.
Yeah, come over.
Me and my husband will take care of you.
Yes. We'll do your hair. I'll make you laugh.
Yeah.
You make us come.
Yes. Yeah. And we'll make you come too.
Oh my God.
But see, I love that I ran into you. Where was it?
Asia Society.
Asia, right. I remember.
And my mom was with me.
And I recognized you right away because you're Uber Karen from TikTok.
Yeah.
And it's like, your videos pop up on my TikTok all the time. I was like, who is this girl? But when I saw you, I was like, oh my God. And I acknowledged you. And then I followed you. And
yeah,
then
we follow each other.
And then I got your phone number. No, yes. not till today.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, okay. And then so we stay connected. And I love that, how social media connect like-minded people.
Yes. It's wonderful. I was in New York and I did a show with Boston Sports with Out and Bout with Pat and Joey and Pat, two gay guy. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking about you the whole time because they empower gay men so much. I'm like, oh my God, I want to talk to guy. I want to talk to him because being an Asian gay man, I wanted to uplift my community and my gay people.
You know, because I wasn't always out. I only been out for 12 years. Or 13, I'm sorry, 13 years.
Well, can you tell me the day you came out?
I came out when I was 28. I looked in the mirror and I told myself, I am gay. And that was when I took ownership of it. It's because I denied it my whole life. I was in love with beautiful Asian women. Yes, I love it. And because they made me love myself. My first girlfriend, I wouldn't say she was my first girlfriend, she's my first love. My first love was a Korean girl, and she taught me how to love myself as an Asian man. Mm. Because she loved herself as an Asian woman. She was so proud to be Korean. She was so proud to be Asian. She showed me the virtues in the world of K-pop in the 90s, before a lot of people know about it now. And we would go to the Korean market and rent the VHS tapes, and she would show me all these K-pop stuff. And I go, oh my God, we're so cool. You know, and I was like, there's this H.O.T. Kangta.
H.O.T. Hot.
Yes, H.O.T. And she showed me them. And I was like,
I know them.
Yeah. And that made me become so proud to be
Asian. God, the guy is so cute.
Kangta.
Kangta. Oh my God.
He's so hot.
His face.
Yeah, he's so beautiful.
Yeah, I want
him. Like, I want him too. I try to cut my hair to look like his back then. And from the music video, We Are the Future. And my Korean girlfriend made me love myself as an Asian
man. I love
man.
That. It's so beautiful. Yeah. It's so beautiful.
So an Asian woman saved my life. And that's why, you know, it's so important that, you know, that we acknowledge this.
Yeah.
You know, the situations that we face. And you acknowledge Asian men.
I want my Asian men to love themselves.
Yeah.
To know that they are loved. I'm here for them.
Thank you.
I'm going to defend every single Asian boy whenever you have a bully in school tell you that you are Asian, you have a small dicks. Do you know what you say? You say, Jiayin Summers said, did you suck all the Asian dicks? Did you get on your knees and suck billions of the Asian dicks? Did you do that? You didn't?
They might.
Go ahead. I'm Asian. I need numbers. Okay, I need a numbers game. Go get on your knees and suck all the Asian dicks and come home and tell me mine's small.
You know, when I was slutty, I stopped counting at 150. I had a lot of dicks.
You have a survey.
So I have a survey, and I could tell you there's big and small in every race.
Yeah, it's the Asian dick census. That Asian dicks.
Big. There's big 9 inches. There's it comes in all girth, all different tones, shapes, sizes, colors.
Curve.
Up, down, to the side. And guess what? I love them all. I enjoyed them all. And I love all men of color. And I had such a great time with all of them. And I love my husband too. And the reason why I love my husband is because my husband lets me talk about all of this.
That's amazing.
I literally tell him about all the guys I hook up with. And he listens. He doesn't get insecure. And the fact that he's so secure, it turns me on.
That's sexy.
I was like, yeah.
It's,
like, it's so sexy that it doesn't bother him.
Oh my God.
And that's why I've been with him for 13 years. And he's my yin to my yang, if you
that's
will.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Yes, you guys are perfect. I cannot wait to see him. Mm-hmm. I saw you guys. You guys look fabulous together.
Thank you.
Always.
Thank you. You want to go have hot pot after this?
We have to.
Let's go.
I'm hungry.
Where do you want to go?
Wherever you want to go.
Haidi Lao?
Haidi Hao.
How?
How the?
How? Okay. How the? I know what I need, and I know Ni Hao Ma, and I know what would you do?
What would you do? Oh, perfect.
Ni Wei Si Ma Bu Ai Wa.
Why don't you love me? It's all from songs.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Where can we find you? Where can my Tiger Milf, Tiger Cubs find you?
You can find me on Instagram at guy_tang. You can find me on Facebook, Twitter, TikTok, YouTube, and all of my music. You can stream it too on Spotify, Apple Music, Amazon, wherever you consume music. I have five albums out that that I'm very proud of.
So amazing.
Yeah.
Guys, let's stalk him. Let's listen to all his music. I am on tour, Tiger Milf tour. I'm coming to a city near you all over America. Coming, yeah.
You're coming all over.
Yes, New York. April 26th is already sold out. San Francisco sold out.
Cubs
Comedy Club. Yeah, wet, moist. Wet. Bring a bucket and a mop.
A bucket
everywhere.
And a mop.
Yes. This Stanford, Chicago, JiaoYinSummers.com. I'm coming to a city near you. Love you. Get tickets. I will see you next time. Bye.
Bye. Oh my God.
We'll be right back.